Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I read a very interesting article in the Washington Post last week. There's a lesson to be learned if you think about it. The headlines read, "In Venezuela, Land Rescue Hopes Unmet." Well, President Hugo Chavez is systematically confiscating the farms and ranches from the families that have operated them for more than 100 years. He then divides the farms into many small parcels for small farmers to operate. This land redistribution is termed rescue, and the objective is food sovereignty to reduce food imports. However, 5 years after the process was first launched, imports are 6 times higher than they were before. Hugo Chavez, to this day, is still in the process of stealing land from families that were operating efficient commercial farms and ranches. Just weeks ago, the government took 20 more farms. One 33,000-acre ranch produced 3.3 million pounds of beef per year. Well, today, the 13,000 head of cattle that once roamed the fields are all gone. The replacement farmers operating the land have just a few cattle, a little corn. Most of the productive land is wasted. Hugo Chavez stated just a few weeks ago, and I quote, "I say to all who say they own land, in the first place, that land is not yours. The land is not private. It is the property of the state." Well, think about this. The countries around the world that have failed miserably are the countries where the state has stolen the land from the rightful owners. We can begin with Robert Mugabe's Zimbabwe. That dictator stole the land, redistributed it, and now the people are starving. The former communist countries all over the world, they're in the process of privatizing their farms because that's necessary to increase production. Ukraine and Russia are important examples. I was in Cuba in March. The government controls everything there, and not surprising, they have to import 80% of their food. We have people here in the United States that rail against commercial farms. Well, they want more regulation. They want more government control. Private property rights is not in their vocabulary. They think little one-donkey farms are the way to go. Well, if we keep an eye on Venezuela, we can see what not to do. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and